This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle market?
Well, I hate to say it, Leslie, but nothing on the good side. As we saw a second straight session of triple-digit losses both in our live cattle and our feeder cattle, it seemed just to be a continuation of more selling from last week. The report was not really all that terrible. It was more or less a simple fact that we just did not have nothing bullish enough to help lift this market to the upside. Choice box beef, $45 higher on choice, $1.70 higher on selects, and a movement of 58 loads saw an estimated kill day of 104,000 head. Hog market did find upside. On the close, Feb cattle were 70 lower. April live cattle down $1.47. March feeders down $1.22. May down $1.25. And April lean hogs were $1.07 higher.
Closing rains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network. The Noble Foundation is proud to present the 2015 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference on Saturday, March 21st at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event is prosperity, volatility, and sustainability. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference will feature cutting-edge information on beef sustainability, ag credit, risk management, and the cattle outlook. For more information, go to www.noble.org/agevents or call Maggie Scott at 580-224-6375.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Tom, what's influencing the grain market?
Well, Leslie, it just seemed to be the lack of anything friendly out there to push the market higher. Export inspections did not give us anything that was friendly enough to lift the market higher. We just lacked any news, period, let alone anything price friendly. And we saw our wheat, our corn, and our soybeans continue to work their way lower. The March Kansas City wheat for the second straight session made a new contract low today. We did see the soybeans try to fight back there at the end of the day, but we saw everything pretty much on a negative close. March KC wheat was down 2 cents. July KC down 2 3/4. March Chicago wheat down 4.5. March corn closed 6.5 lower. July corn down 6 cents. March soybeans were unchanged. July beans down 0.75. And March cotton was up 3 points today.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.